As you get out of jail, you're getting a shot of GPS, and we're going to be tracking you 24 hours a day. We'll know everything that you do, where you are, what you're up to. If there's a sense of any criminal activity, back to the Hooskow you're going to go.
That was Williams Lake City Councillor Scott Nelson talking about his plan to inject prolific offenders with GPS tracking devices. And though a milder version of his plan was passed at City Council on Tuesday night, the final wording of his motion simply supported GPS tracking, but did not specify whether it would be injectable or not. That hasn't stopped a local baker from having some fun with the idea. Dale Taylor owns TaylorMade Cakes, and after Tuesday's meeting, he put up a sign that reads, Chip Implant Center, Chocolate Chips.
Well, it seemed a little ridiculous when you heard about it from City Hall. It's something that half the people seem to want, half the people are totally against, and it's something I don't ever think would happen in our lifetimes here, but hey, we got chocolate chips, and I thought, I've got to move some chocolate chips along, let's put up a sign. And, you know, I think the crime has gotten better through downtown. I mean, you can walk through the parks for the most part. I mean, there's always people that if you're walking through the biggest park in the downtown core at 2 a.m., there's going to be some people in there that might be a little bit rough. But I think that's going to be with any park, whether it's here or Rupert or Prince George or anywhere.
Dale Taylor is the owner of TaylorMade Cakes in Williams Lake. And while he thinks the idea of GPS implants is something to have a bit of fun with, GPS tracking is a reality, and councillors in Williams Lake are wanting to pursue the idea as far as they can in order to keep an eye on prolific offenders. For more on this, we have reached Michael Vaughn. She is BC Civil Liberty Association's Policy Director, and she is in Vancouver this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
What are your initial impressions of this idea, of this motion, and then I guess of it being taken further with Councillor Scott Nelson talking about these injections?
Well, I have two impressions. One about the substance of the proposal, which is that it really is, in Canadian law, a non-starter, if you will. We do have very limited ability to do GPS tracking that is part of a court order. So where you're looking at somebody who's on bail or probation in certain situations where conditions are imposed. But the idea of simply imposing GPS tracking on prolific offenders because we're concerned about pre-crime, that it should be injectable, all of those things will find no place in Canadian law because of the Constitution and because of the privacy concerns and the invasion of bodily integrity of something that's actually injected into you because the state says so. So these are places that we do not go. That said, that's the substance of the proposal. The sort of the thrust behind the proposal of people saying, you know, we need help here, we need more resources, something needs to happen. That, I think, needs to be taken seriously relative to, you know, some attention needs to be paid. That this is not the proposal, these are not the tools to address that concern, it is clear to us. But the fact that the level of frustration that's being voiced here, we don't want to minimize that, and we do want to pay attention.
Scott said that this technology is already in place in parts of the United States. Are you aware of anything like this? And is there something different between the United States and Canada that would allow it there that wouldn't allow it here?
Well, again, what we have here is something that we had not heard of at all, injectable GPS tracking devices, until this story broke. And essentially, we had several media outlets saying, well, what do you say to the fact that, you know, this apparently does exist? And what we had to say was, well, we were not apprised of that. If it does exist, it's certainly not in widespread usage. And again, what you'd have to do is you'd have to change the criminal law. Certainly, governments that have the authority to change the criminal law could do that, and you could bring it in, and it could be challenged in terms of its constitutionality. And if that's found constitutional in the United States, that would be different or potentially different than what would be found constitutional in Canada.
Well, even if injectable tracking isn't a reality at this point, ankle bracelets are. GPS tracking is a technology that exists and is being used in BC to track and monitor offenders who are under house arrest or who are supposed to stay away from certain areas, no-go zones, as they're called. Is this any different? Or what, like, why would this be allowed, but what Councillor Scott Nelson is proposing isn't?
Well, the essence here is what happens when you have a court order And again, the court deciding what conditions are in terms of public safety with someone who is released from custody. Released from custody on bail or released from custody on probation. That's a very limited set of conditions that the state can impose upon someone. Ultimately, when those time limits run out, we have no ability to simply track people in the sense that they are pre-criminals or we're concerned about their future conduct outside of those very narrow parameters where the court orders conditions on the basis that you're being released from custody. And outside of that, really, we are unable to track people. And it's important that we don't, actually, from the perspective of liberty interests and your privacy interests. We should keep a very careful check on what we can say are the appropriate state powers relative to surveillance.
Well, the way Scott Nelson framed this was that he would like to see this done to prolific offenders, people who are in and out, in and out, in and out of jail, people that the RCMP have said actually they are already tracking in the community by more traditional methods. And I guess I'm just curious about when you have somebody who is going in and out and who is putting the community in danger time and time again. What is the balance between their rights and the rights of everybody else who's living in Williams Lake or wherever it might be in terms of being safe?
Well, as you point out, we have traditional methods of keeping, if you will, the chronic offenders under the eye of the police. The difference here is what we call proportionality. A GPS tracker that's actually in your body or that you can't remove from your body monitors your every movement and tells us things like the most intimate parts of your personal life, who you spend the night with, what medical services that you attend, et cetera, et cetera, things that the police would never have any business knowing. And that's very different from saying the police are keeping an eye on someone. So the level of invasion around GPS tracking is something, again, that you say, well, it's not a very proportionate response. A response is totally warranted. As I say, we have, the idea of police keeping their eye on certain people is well within the purview. That's coloring within the lines. But the notion of monitoring your every movement is really very far advanced from what we say are traditional policing.
And one more question is this is being put forward to the Union of BC Municipalities, the North Central Local Government Association, to sort of lobby the province. Who has the final say over such things? Would it be possible for the province to hear this idea and say, yeah, we endorse this and somehow override what you're saying is built into the Constitution?
Well, ultimately, I would think this would be the criminal law powers, which would be the federal government, and no one has the ability to override the Constitution unless they're willing to invoke the notwithstanding clause. All of that would have to be sorted out in a court challenge, but this is exactly the kind of thing that would see a challenge very, very quickly.
All right. Well, Michael Vaughan, Policy Director for BC Civil Liberties, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Oh, it's been good to join you. Thank you very much.
And we turn it over to you now. How can communities deal with repeat offenders? What is the most effective way of fighting crime in the North? And what is the balance between public safety and individual rights? You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. And we are on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.